Good morning, everyone. Chris Moore here, the Frederick Golf Guy, your humble hacker of the fairway airwaves. Really excited to be back for year 14 of the Frederick Golf Guy on WFMD, and glad to be joined again by my co-host Bob Miller as we look at everything golf in Frederick County and beyond. Coming up on today's show, we're going to Frederick County's original premium course. And this week in golf, a new winner on tour who's more known for his trick shots. We'll have all that and so much more coming up.
It's time for the Frederick Golf Guy, brought to you by GolfFrederickMD.com, by Barley & Hops, Maryland's first and only female-owned brewery, and by Potomac Legal for aggressive representation. Now, let's get ready to tee it up with the Frederick Golf Guy, Chris Moore.
You're going to beat me in golf?
This is Chris Moore, and welcome to the show. Early this week, we visited Worthington Manor Golf Club in Urbana and spoke with General Manager and Head Golf Professional, Ed Coy.
This week's featured course is Worthington Manor Golf Club in Urbana. This Alt Clark designed, opened as Frederick's first premium upscale golf course in 1998, and continues to be one of the favorite in the county. We're joined by the one and only Head Golf Professional that Worthington Manor has ever had, Ed Coyle. Thanks for being with us, Ed.
Hi, Chris. Glad to be back.
And, of course, Ed, as the original pro here, you are also the only person that has been a guest on my show for the 14 years that I've been on the air, and I want to thank you for that.
I am so honored. You're welcome.
Talk a little bit about this great course, the design that Alt Clark put together here, Ed.
Well, as we've always said, it's a true championship layout. The style is more of what people in America would consider a Scottish links course, where you don't see a lot of trees until we get to the 17th hole, the par 3. But people have really enjoyed two things about Worthington Manor, I think. The one that it's a very, very challenging golf course, but yet it's very fun for all levels and skill levels of players.
It certainly is. I know that the groups that I have that come in, and I want to say especially the lower handicaps that come in, seem to like this course better than any of the other ones that are out there. It's just with some of the green complexes that you have, I'll tell you, the only advice when somebody says, what can you tell me about Worthington Manor? I just say stay below the hole.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, again, with the Scottish links type of style, a lot of times you can find a stray drive, but to have good scores out here, you really have to be good from 100 yards in, and especially in and around the greens.
Been very well known here, Ed, for hosting a lot of USGA events. Talk a little bit about what you have coming up over the next couple of years.
Well, this year we will have a Maryland Open Am qualifier, which is on the same day. You can qualify for both tournaments on the same day. And we will have a senior amateur here in September. And once again, we're honored to host the Frank Emmett Schoolboy Championship, which we have done many, many years here.
That's really great. And I know that you're probably most well-known for hosting, I think it's 9 U.S. Open qualifiers since you've opened.
Well, you mentioned over the next couple of years, we will have our 10th U.S. Open qualifier next year in 2018. And then we are really honored, and I know we talked about this last year, I think right after we signed an agreement, we will host the 2019 Maryland Open, which is basically the United States Open on a state level, and will be one of only 3 public golf courses in the 98-year history of the tournament to host that event.
That is just awesome. You've also got a real full facility here from a pro shop to the practice area. Talk a little bit about that, Ed, and how that kind of fits in nicely here with what you got going.
We love our range. We try to be on the grass as much as we can, especially since we put in the new surface of a hybrid type of grass a few years back. But it really kind of simulates a playing on the golf course with the green complexes and the bunkering. And we have a really ample short game area and a beautiful putting green. We're going to kind of make some changes to our putting facilities over the next several months. So come out and take a look at that.
And one of the things that I always liked about your practice area, Ed, it's literally right next to the first tee box. And you can say what you want, but convenience sometimes will get me even out there hitting some balls before I tee off. I'm not one that's been known to do that a lot, and probably reflected in the way I play most of the time. We're going to head out there and play a little bit, and we'll talk to you after the round.
Terrific.
We're joined, as always, by Dwayne Withers. And, Dwayne, we've skipped forward to the second hole. It's a 326-yard par 4 from the white tees, a little bit of a dog leg to the left. I'll tell you, a very difficult tee ball to have here, but not the most difficult part of this hole.
No, aiming a little right is definitely the preferred line. If you happen to try to cut too much off on the left, that huge hillside on the left-hand side can grab your ball. We've been down there many times, both of us, I know. The hardest part of this hole, by far, is this spectacular large green that has undulations in just the most precarious areas. Whoever designed this green really, really did a good job. Folks, whatever you do, when you're thinking about your second shot coming into this hole, try to get the ball so that you have an uphill putt to the hole. Whatever you have to do, think about it, because that's really the only way you're going to two-putt this green.
And I'll tell you, if the pin's in the front and you end up on the back of the green, it's a very difficult two-putt. And if the pin's in the front, or excuse me, if the pin's in the back and you're in the front, it's a little bit easier. So I would say always take either a little less club or just try to get the ball. Do not try to get the ball to the hole here. The best thing you want to be able to do is be short.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes walking off this green with a bogey, you got to consider yourself pretty lucky. It's a very tough hole.
It is. So let's hit some tee balls here. It's the 326-yard par 4, second hole at Worthington Manor Golf Club. Okay, Dwayne, we've skipped forward now to the sixth hole, 145-yard par 3 over water. I'll tell you, this is the signature hole here at Worthington Manor.
Yeah, absolutely a beautiful hole. The hillside's on the right. The bunkers are covering the front part of this green. I usually take one extra club. I'll choke down on it a little bit, and I'll swing at my normal pace. I'm just trying to get the ball into the center of this green. That's my target every time. I don't care where the pin is. If you miss this hole, if you miss this green, it's going to be very difficult to get up and down for a par or even a bogey if you knock the ball in the water.
I think the toughest pin placement here is when it's left, because too many people go right at the pin, and if you draw the ball a little, it's just going to bounce down into the hazard. Great advice here from you, Dwayne, going for the middle of this green no matter where the pin is. I'll tell you, that pot bunker that's right smack in the middle of the where the green is, it's not a very big bunker, but it sure gets a lot of balls.
Yeah, it does. It picks up a lot of guys. And if you're not a good bunker player, you're in there sweating bullets knowing that the water's right behind you.
It is. So let's hit some tee balls here. It's the 145-yard sixth hole at Worthington Manor.
We'll be right back for some more at Worthington Manor right after these short messages. Barley and Hops is Maryland's first and only female-owned brewery, combining a unique mix of award-winning craft beer, amazing food, regular happy hour specials, and live local music. New owner Lori Keough brings together the perfect blending of a remarkable brewmaster and executive chef, making Barley and Hops a destination beyond compare. Brewmaster Eric Gleason not only won the Controller's Cup, formerly called the Governor's Cup in 2016, but he also won 20 additional medals, including 7 golds. Executive Chef Jake Howard brings together comfort food and pub fare with his own signature stylings in a beer-centric manner. Additionally, Barley and Hops features free live local music every Wednesday and Friday nights. Located on Urbana Pike just in front of Target, go to their website at barleyandhops.net and like their Facebook page, or give them a call, 301-668-5555. Barley and Hops. We all know legal problems can be a challenge. Allow David Kinderman and the staff at Potomac Legal the opportunity to provide advice and guidance to ensure an excellent result. Whether it be a traffic issue like a DUI or other criminal matters, they can help. And you should really be prepared for the unexpected before it's too late. Check out their website to better understand your constitutional rights and what to do and not do when stopped by a police officer. They can also help you understand your rights and obtain maximum compensation if you've been injured due to the negligence of another. Call David Kinderman of Potomac Legal at 301-762-7900. That's 301-762-7900. Or you can visit them on the web at potomac.legal. That's potomac.legal for aggressive representation.
Now back to Chris Moore, the Frederick Golf Guy, online at golffrederickmd.com.
Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former Grangekeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
We're back. Let's rejoin our visit to Worthington Manor Golf Club.
All right, Dwayne, we've skipped forward now to the 12th hole. It's a 381-yard par 4. A little bit of a dogleg right. But once again, don't be fooled by the shortness of this hole. Rated the number 2 handicap hole, you can't hit driver off this tee.
No, there's nowhere to go. There's a huge bunker about 215 yards out, dead straight in the way of a fairly straight ball off your tee box. So the designer of this hole forces you to go a little left, which then totally brings the longest second shot you'll have all day into play. And if you try to go a little right, they've got a couple trees strategically placed on the right-hand side that can snag your ball and drop you short and cause even more havoc. Our best play here is to aim for the bunker. And if you can play a little fade, that's usually going to put your ball either just in the rough or it'll find its way to the fairway with about 160, 70-yard shot into this green.
I mean, if you hit the ideal perfect shot right down to the end of the fairway, you still have 150 yards in to a long, not too deep green. It's wide, excuse me, not too deep green. And I'll tell you, if the sick guy who puts the pins in puts it back left, it's almost an impossible shot.
I've learned the hard way. The best shot I have at making a par on this hole is to try to aim short. There's a huge landing area in the front of this green. If my ball happens to trickle up on the green, then obviously I'm putting and I got a shot for a two putt. But if I even leave it short and I got a little chip shot to the hole, that's usually my best strategy to try to give myself the best chance for a par.
All right, we're going to hit some tee balls here. It's the 381-yard par 4 12th hole at Worthington Manor. All right, Dwayne, we've skipped forward now to the 18th hole. It's a 482-yard par 5 dogleg to the left, tee ball hitting through the trees, double fairway, high road, low road. What a great finishing hole.
Yeah, one of the sleeper par fives in all of Frederick. One of my favorite holes. The tee ball itself is unlike any other tee shot you'll hit anywhere in Frederick. With that split fairway out there, a lot of us forget that split fairway is there and don't take into consideration the left-hand side, which can be somewhat advantageous if you can find a way to miss that bunker in the center of the fairway and come down a little left of it. Most of us aim right. We miss it further right, which leaves a very difficult second shot, usually on a side hill, trying to find our way close enough to bring in a wedge to this hole.
And I'll tell you, even though it's only 482 yards, it's a very difficult hole to hit into. The green is really protected by bunkers. The right-hand side of the fairway is difficult if you're laying up because there's some heather there, there's some bunkers there. The easiest way to play this hole is to pound the ball down the left side of the low road,
yep.
And then you'll have just a wedge in and can play it a little bit easier.
That's exactly right. So take our advice, folks. Take it down the left side all day long here and give yourself a shot for that third ball into the hole and try to pick up your par. Who knows? You might hit it close enough and end your day with a spectacular birdie.
We're going to hit some tee balls here. It's the 482-yard par 5 18th hole at Worthington.
We'll be back with This Week in Golf right after this. We all know legal problems can be a challenge. Allow David Kinderman and the staff at Potomac Legal the opportunity to provide advice and guidance to ensure an excellent result. Whether it be a traffic issue like a DUI or other criminal matters, they can help. And you should really be prepared for the unexpected before it's too late. Check out their website to better understand your constitutional rights and what to do and not do when stopped by a police officer. They can also help you understand your rights and obtain maximum compensation if you've been injured due to the negligence of another. Call David Kinderman of Potomac Legal at 301-762-7900. That's 301-762-7900. Or you can visit them on the web at potomac.legal. That's potomac.legal for aggressive representation. Barley and Hops is Maryland's first and only female-owned brewery, combining a unique mix of award-winning craft beer, amazing food, regular happy hour specials, and live local music. New owner Lori Keough brings together the perfect blending of a remarkable brewmaster and executive chef, making Barley and Hops a destination beyond compare. Brewmaster Eric Gleason not only won the Controller's Cup, formerly called the Governor's Cup in 2016, but he also won 20 additional medals, including 7 golds. Executive chef Jake Howard brings together comfort food and pub fare with his own signature stylings in a beer-centric manner. Additionally, Barley and Hops features free live local music every Wednesday and Friday nights. Located on Urbana Pike just in front of Target, go to their website at barleyandhops.net and like their Facebook page, or give them a call, 301-668-5555. Barley and Hops. There were a number of firsts at last weekend's RBC Heritage Classic, held at Harbortown Golf Links on Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Wesley Bryan became a first-time winner on tour at the age of 27 in his rookie season and in only his 18th start. He excelled last year on the Web.com Tour, winning 3 times. He's also the first South Carolina native to win at Harbortown. Luke Donald's position has slipped in recent years in the world golf rankings, but he always seems to play well here. He finished second for the 5th time in this tournament and has 7 top threes in the past 9 years. Only 2 players in PGA history have finished with more seconds in the same event. Jack Nicklaus finished second 7 times at the RBC Canadian Open, and Phil Mickelson had 6 seconds in the U.S. Open. Bryan is well known for his trick shot artistry. He's a YouTube legend with his brother for some of their crazy, crazy stuff. But he didn't need any of those trick shots on Sunday. He started the day 4 shots off the lead and was right in the hunt with 4 consecutive birdies on the front 9. There are many ways to win an event, but it usually entails hitting greens. Bryan only hit 40 greens for the week, by far the fewest by a winner on tour this year. But he was dialed in when it counted as he hit the last 6 greens. He was able to par the tough 18th at Harbortown when the pressure was on him. A lot of guys can make birdie, but can you make par when it really matters to win a tournament? This week, the tour heads to Texas for the Valero Texas Open. Charlie Hoffman is the defending champ. This is Chris Moore, and that's This Week in Golf.
We're here with Flatfoot Sam Padel of the Educated Fools. Sam, who do we have this week at Barley and Hops?
Well, this week, Chris, on the 26th, we have One Blue Night doing country and roots Americana, and then Big Hoax on the 28th with their eclectic mix of roots Americana music also.
That's Wednesday 6 to 9 and Friday 7 to 10 at Barley and Hops.
Well, Bob, I've been playing Worthington Manor for the last 14 years that I've been in business. Always the smiling face of Ed Coyle at the counter or somewhere around the range or somewhere. Always great to see Ed, and what a fantastic golf course.
It's a great golf course, Chris, and you know what? I don't think I would have ever played it had I never met you, because you know, I kind of stuck to just certain courses and thought that that course was, you know, way out of my league. And it is play wise, but it's a great place to go. They've always got it in great shape. And if you really want to have some fun, try to play it right when they're doing a U.S. Open qualifier and see what it takes to qualify for, you know, the next level up.
Yeah.
But great course. Have to use all the clubs in your bag. We say that all the time. But you know, even when you stand at number one, I mean, the best shot, you got to hit a little fade as opposed to a draw. Or am I got that back?
You
got to
hit a little draw.
A little draw instead of a fade. Yeah. So
as long as it's not a big draw on that first hole, you're good.
Then you go down that big hill, and then
nice little baby draw is fine.
Right. A little baby. Little
same
butter.
With the second hole.
Yeah.
Little draw. So yeah. It's a tough starting. It's got those first 3 holes, especially number 3, which is one of the toughest holes on the golf course. But the thing with Worthington that I really love is you can kind of bang it and you can find your ball.
Yeah.
Sure, there's a couple of wispy areas that you want to stay out of. The greens are challenging. As I said when I was talking with Ed, you got to leave the ball below the hole. But I'll tell you, anytime you can play a U.S. Open qualifying venue and you can shoot a good score, you can feel good about your golf game. The par fives are a lot of fun. A couple of them are reachable with a good drive. But I'll tell you, I just try to keep my ball in play there.
Yeah, that's the best thing that you can do. And there are a lot of times, like you said, you know, there's some par fives where you can, if you can grip it and rip it, you can get on in two and give yourself a chance to score. And that's what golf is all about. I think it's tough, it's fair, and gives you some great opportunities to score.
It's a lot of fun, and I always Bob Sturgis, the owner, runs a very professional operation there. Professional, but very friendly and very customer centric, and I think that's something that you really need to take into account when you're looking at golf courses,
especially when people, you know, money's tight for a lot of people trying to figure out where they want to play. Makes it a little nicer.
Yes, it certainly does. Well, let's talk about Wesley Bryan a little bit. Bryan was just a YouTube sensation with his brother. I think his brother's George. And they hit these crazy shots where one of them will chip it up and the other will hit it. You've seen the shots that they do. Just create some crazy, crazy stuff. That's all about timing. But then he goes out and last year won three events on the web.com tour, got his tour card, 18th start. He finally wins. And I think he's moved up to like 39th in the world after a win, the win at Harbortown. That's a nice story, Bob.
It's a great story. The thing that I'm amazed at is that a lot of times when you see these guys who do trick shots and stuff like that, that, you know, they're good golfers, but they're not PGA-type golfers, if you know what I mean. I mean, that kind of gets in the way of them being able to make normal shots because they're always thinking trick shots. It's kind of like those long drive hitters. I mean,
I know a couple of them personally, and I know somebody like Brian Pavlett, who's I've seen – he's been doing the North Coast Golf Show circuit. So if you've ever been down to like the Dulles Expo Center for that show, Brian is one of the performers there, and he can hit the ball 400 yards.
Yeah,
but it's like the old thing: if you got a gorilla that can hit the ball, gets it on the green, and then goes to putt it and hits it another 400 yards.
So right.
Now he's farther away.
So it's kind of cool that you get to see a guy who can do all those and yet can chip it up in the green, make it win, as like you said in This Week in Golf, you know, can you sink a par when it counts to win a tournament? And obviously he was able to do that.
Yeah, but another thing too is if you have somebody that's got that artistry, and let's face it, golf at times can be about artistry. You look at somebody like Phil Mickelson mm-hmm. and some of the creative shots that he hits. Those are some shots that if you're short-sighted with a got to go over a bunker with a little, you've got to flop the ball way up there and let it stop to get a chance to have par. And those are the kind of shots that he probably doesn't have to shoot most of the time, but has in the back of his mind, I've got that if I need it. And
right.
that's fun to watch.
Well, you look at a guy like Bubba Watson, same thing. I mean, you got guys who do and play like field. Then you got guys who are, you know, very meticulous and like Phil Mickelson who can do those shots, but he has so many other thoughts going in his head. And then you have guys like Bubba Watson who are just like, yeah, okay, I can curve the ball, I can hit it. And so there's, you know, so many different styles of play and how guys attack a golf course.
And the amazing thing about these guys, there are so many really, really good guys out there. You look at every single guy that's on that web.com tour making small money and everything. Every one of them is a plus handicap, meaning they shoot under par average more than they shoot over par. And that's saying something. That's some really good golfing. And when you get hacks like you and me out there and what we end up doing, it's actually humorous.
We still have fun.
Yeah, and that's
fun.
The name. That's the name of the game. So, this week, Texas Valero in Texas for the Valero Open. I always like these couple of weeks after a major, because a lot of guys who maybe haven't had a chance to get into some of the tournaments are in there, and they really truly have a shot. You know, there's not
some of these guys play every week anyway, and that they could, those guys are amazing. But then some of them will take a week off, and then after a week off, they're back in. So maybe they'll have a few extra guys that played in the Masters. That's not.
Well, then you get guys who are looking to, you know, get into these other tournaments that maybe some people will stay away from, so they can get an opportunity to finish in the top 10, have that special luck. And, you know, the guy who gets to win the tournament, they usually play it in Ohio, then they board the plane and get to go to the Open Championship. So, yeah, I mean, right. You know, that's what they play for.
That is what they play for. Well, our golf league is set and going to continue over the next, I think we have 8 weeks left, Bob. You and I play every Thursday, and if you want to play with around with Bob and the Golf Guy, you can go to WFMD.com, and you can register for that. And we try to pick one golfer a week, get them out there. You just have to be able to get to the golf course by, say, 2 o'clock.
Yep.
And we play 18 holes. Have a lot of fun. I don't know about you, Bob, but I always have fun on the golf course.
You know, I like the play better. I haven't been playing that well. Been just really not swinging the driver off the tee very well. And it kind of is a little frustrating because I feel like I'm holding the other guys up. But I always have a good time. Yeah. I mean, even if I'm just, you know, oh, darn it type of deal.
That's what you say. Mine's language is a little more colorful.
But I guess I just interchange words. It was funny. We were behind a group of six at Carroll Valley. They told us on, you know, before we started, hey, there's a group of six. We finally ran into them. And so they knew so they let us play through. Well, I haven't been hitting the ball off the tee very well at all day, and so now I'm standing in front of six complete strangers going, oh, please, 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 just let me hit one good, which I did, so I was happy about that.
It's always great to do. So
so I had fun.
Well, go out there, and if you want more information on the golf leagues, you can send an email to chris@golffrederickmd.com. Glad to have you join us if you want. It's a very good deal. I think it averages $35 or so a week, and we play some of the best courses around.
And I'll throw in just in case, like, hey, you know, you don't win a round, but hey, you got an open day. If you want to shoot Chris an email to give you an opportunity.
If I can pitch in, I'll be glad to do that.
Yeah, there you go.
As you know, Bob, we have a charity tournament focus here on the Frederick Golf Guy. If you have a tournament and you'd like me to talk about it on the air with Bob, send an email to chris@golffrederickmd.com. Well, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank our sponsors, Barley and Hops and Potomac Legal. I also want to thank Dwayne Withers for his help on the course and to WFMD morning man, Bob Miller. Join us next week as we visit the courses in Frederick County and beyond. Have a great day on the course.